state legislature recently approved a more than $58 billion state budget that includes funding for some programs in Plymouth. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is State Representative Matthew Muratori. Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good to be with you again.
So first, I'd just like to get your thoughts on this proposed budget overall.
Yeah, so the overall budget, I think, is a pretty good budget. It's, as you said, it's over $58 billion. The conference committee that was put together in June finalized it last week. We actually passed it in the House and the Senate, and Governor Healey actually has it on her desk now. She has until July 29th to get the budget back to us with any vetoes, and we expect probably some vetoes to come into play. But a couple of significant things that I think are in this budget is the tax amnesty program of 60 days, which is a program that if you owe back taxes to the state and you have penalties and interest and all that, those could be waived, and that is in the budget. The Commissioner of Revenue will actually decide when that determination of those 60 days will begin. And the other biggest thing, I think, is online lottery sales, which is something that most states have. We have never had, but we expect that online lottery sales will generate about $100 million. Of course, you need to be over 21. There'll be no advertising to minors. And a good portion of the money will go for child care grants. And the other big thing on this is that when you go to buy lottery purchases, you can now use your debit card, whereas before you had to pay cash. So I think those are some of the highlights of this, Dan.
And as we mentioned, there is funding in there specifically for some programs in Plymouth.
Yeah, Plymouth, the delegation with Senator Moran and Representative Notch and I, we were able to get a great deal of money for things like the Manomet Youth Center, a significant amount of money for the fire department, the Plymouth Downtown Waterfront District Association, and other monies to help the infrastructure in the town of Plymouth, and Harbor Health Services has a Plymouth Community Health Center, got $150,000 as well.
Yeah, so just a lot of money there for Plymouth, and some of just for general repairs, it seems like.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right.
Now, how likely do you think the governor is to sign this bill?
I think what's happened in the past, in the 10 years I've been in there, we always see some sort of vetoes that come back to us. So I assume we'll have some vetoes that come back. And whether we accept the vetoes or overturn them, that remains to be seen. But we are in session all next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so we'll see what she sends us, and we'll send it back to her, and we'll get a budget signed by August 1st.
And some things to mention, too, there's also some money here for the MBTA.
Yeah, as you know, the MBTA has had some significant issues over the last decade or so, and some more money for the infrastructure of the MBTA is being put into it to make it more reliable. As you know, the roads are getting into Boston, particularly from the South Shore, pretty heavy all times of the day, and if we can get the MBTA and the train system more reliable for people and get people back on those systems, I think the better off we all are.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.